etmek imini. Tschüss, Liz.
If people could please take their seats, the meeting is about to start very soon. Thank you very much. If you could please take your seats.
Manal's happy. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the GAC meetings. Before we get started on our first session for the day, Tom has some announcements to make.
Thank you, Heather. Good morning, everybody. Just a couple of logistical matters. In the first place, you'll have noticed we're still working in a tent. That hasn't changed. Secondly, it's very important that people attending the meeting register the fact that they are attending. We have a low-tech and analog way of doing that, and that is an attendance sheet to be completed by people. Some of you completed that yesterday. If you haven't, or if you've just arrived today, there is a copy of the attendance sheet at the table at the back, just as you come into the facility. Please ensure that your name is recorded there so that when the minutes are circulated, you don't find yourself omitted. We know your presence here is valuable. And finally, can I ask for those of you who are not GAC members but who are attending to listen in, it would be appreciated if you could leave the table space with microphones for GAC members if there is a seating problem. We are a bit short of space, I'm afraid. Thank you, Heather.
Okay, so let's get started. Our first agenda item is to discuss two character domain names at the second level. So there was a bit of activity after the London meeting about this. And if you look in the brief that has been prepared for this discussion, it outlines all the issues and some of the background to this. There are hard copies in the back there with Julia if you need a hard copy. But essentially, there have been numerous requests made to ICANN by applicants as part of the new GTLD round for the release of two-letter codes. For the most part, these are requests or entirely are not requests for two-letter codes at this time that are on the country code list, also known as the ISO 3166-1 Alpha 2. And so as a result, we have had some exchanges on the GAC email list about whether the GAC would have a view in light of the pending requests for the release of these letter-letter codes, two-letter codes, at the second level that are not on the country code list. So as things stand at this particular time, that is the request that's really driving this particular discussion here today in the GAC. So that is where we need to focus, is on that particular aspect of things. Since we have a number of applicants that are very interested in this discussion, and I know we're intending to be here, if I could just get a sense of whether we have some of those applicants in the room. I know there was a request from .wiki, the brand registry group, maybe other applicants. I can see some hands over here. All right, so that's a yes. Okay, all right. Okay, so we have the opportunity to hear a bit from those applicants and how they intend to use these letter codes, and that can help inform our discussions today. So again, please refer to the brief prepared for the meeting. It sets out very clearly what is the background to this, what is the nature of the request being made, and for our discussions here in Los Angeles, what is, I think, of greatest importance or what is most pressing is whether we as GAC would want to communicate a view about the two-letter codes that are not on the country code list, because as things stand, that those are the requests that have been received by ICANN. It is true that we can expect further requests in the future that would be for country codes, the two-letter codes that are on the ISO 3166-1. We can also expect requests, either as individual governments or perhaps coming to the GAC, around country names. So if I use Canada as the example, Canada, the second level. So that's for the future. What we're focused on here in this discussion are these requests for two-letter codes that are not on that country code list. Okay. So if I can get a sense of colleagues' thoughts on this, now is the time. We can also ask questions to our applicants that are here in the room if colleagues have any questions from them. Thank you, Michelle. So Michelle has just drawn to my attention that there is one request coming from Newstar that does include the country code list. So there is some variation in the kinds of requests that are coming forward. So in that example, it's a request for two-letter codes that are on the country code list as well as those that are not covered by the country code list. Okay. So, all right, then, perhaps, I see a hand. Is that the United States? Yes. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thanks to the interest in the room and to the registry operators who are seeking to engage with us on this issue. We're certainly hopeful that we can give them some reassurance that there is an approach. From our perspective, we are very, very mindful that two-letter labels, including two-letter country codes, are in fairly wide use in the existing GTLD environment. There is, for example, for us, there is US.com, US.org, US.info. They are all currently in use. The use of the, quote, US, unquote, two-letter country code at the second level has not presented any technical or policy issues for the United States. We, in fact, do not require any approval for the use of U.S. two-letter, two-character country codes at the second level in existing GTLDs, and do not propose to require anything for new GTLDs. It does strike us, because there are differing opinions regarding the use of two-letter country codes between governments. Each government may apply their own policies, of course, but it strikes us that this is therefore not an appropriate matter for consensus GAC as GAC advice, that would be up to each individual country. And in light of the requirements of Specification 5, we would expect that each government would decide on its own and convey its national position. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Are there any other comments? Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Heather. Yes, we have a similar view as the United States. We think It's hard to argue, to have an argument to basically regulate this in contracts for something which is already common practice and has not, at least for dot, for NL dot other domains, has not led to problems which we know of, and also the our registry has said this. So I don't see a real need for extra protection in this sense. Another thing is, I think that we recognize also the squeeze which new registries will be put in for using two-letter codes for which they cannot get government approval because they are not existing or not in place. Thank you.
Thank you. Denmark, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We share the view of the US and Netherlands. For our point of view, we do not have a system internally in Denmark where we can prevent this, so it's up to the CCTLDs. And from the outset, we have difficulties to see that we should have another point of view when it's come to the TTLDs. So we have difficulties to see the need for any advice at this moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Denmark, Austria, next, please.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. A shared opinion put forward by the US, Netherlands, and Denmark. In the past, we had some cases where on the second level, Austria was registered, and it was handled in accordance to the Austrian constitution. So I think it would be the wrong place to reinvent the system on the level of the top-level domains. It's up to the domestic legislation and the legal system whether or not there should be or could be a problem. I think it's not a matter of ICANN to decide whether or not there is some interest or not. There are existing mechanisms for that problem, and we should stick to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Austria. Is that Spain?
Yeah. Good morning. Thank you. I don't know if the board has requested the GAC its opinion on this view, or we are discussing this because we expect that at some point in time they will address us and request our opinion. But from the letter we've received from the business constituency, I think I draw the conclusion that what the registry is interested in the release of the two character labels have asked ICANN to do is to approve the release of the reservations in the registry agreement. And this kind of procedure doesn't require that the affected country or the affected CCTLD manager expresses their views or gives their permission to the registry to use the two character string. So we must be clear in that what the registries have requested ICANN to do is to modify their registry agreement so that they can use the two character labels of their choice without having to consult with any government or CCTLD. Having said that, I concur with the colleagues that have spoken before me. We don't see any major problem in releasing the use of